Great Seminars Online is the only clinician-owned continuing education company specializing in geriatric rehabilitation. Amazing instructors like Carol Lewis and Richard Bohannon bring content to life with five-hour courses for PTs, OTs, and SLPs. Check out Gait and Balance or documentation and you'll be hooked. Find out more online at greatseminarsonline.com. Great Seminars Online, maximizing geriatric function.
Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road. Live from Miami, we packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida, proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association, with your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Not happy hour right now. We are in the Expo Center at the National Student Conclave here in Miami, Florida. Our next guest is the Chief Executive Officer at the APTA. He's also a physical therapist and a veteran of both the profession and the association with more than 20 years experience. He began leading the APTA just this past July. Welcome on the PT Pinecast, Justin Moore.
Great. Thanks, Jimmy. Well, I think every hour is happy here at National Student Conclave. A lot of energy and a lot of excitement. Excited to be here and looking forward to engaging with the students and really seeing what's going on in the future of our profession.
Yeah, you bring up happy hour here at National Student Conclave, and it's been said before, and it's repeated by different people who are not standing next to each other. Mm-hmm. The vibe is really, really different at this conference. And Sharon Dunn always says, she said, you're not supposed to have favorites, but this is my favorite conference. Mm-hmm. It's just different when you have this many students come together because you know students are on their own dime. They're coming to a conference. They don't have any money when they're students. And it says something to have this many students come on out to an event just for their profession that they haven't even entered yet.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no shortage of passion. And, you know, students are the lifeblood of our association. They're the pipeline to our future. And it's just really exciting to see how much passion, how much dedication, and how much energy they have. Yeah. It makes the future look bright for PT.
Yeah. So Ignite Talks. Rapid fire, 5 minutes,
absolutely.
15 seconds a slide. Makes some of the presenters, even if you're seasoned, a little off balance.
Absolutely.
And I kind of like that. And then the audience digs that because they're like, this person could mess up at any moment. It's like improv.
Exactly.
So what were you talking about? I want you to give a little glimpse because a lot of students who want to be engaged couldn't be here for whatever reason. But we want to give them a little taste. We're going to run your audio. What was in your head, why you wanted to pick those topics?
As you said, Ignite's a different type of presentation. Yeah. As somebody who, as a lobbyist, talk for a living.
Right.
I'm never at a short for words, but doing it in that format is definitely keeps you on your toes. So the point we wanted to get across in the Ignite presentation that I did is really every student and every physical therapy professional can do their own thing to put physical therapy on the map. The profession's going through a transition. Healthcare's going through a transition. And we're well-positioned to take on new responsibilities and new roles. And so we really encourage them to pick a new path, blaze a new trail, and don't necessarily follow old roads.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of those old roads, you know, physical therapists will get into a rut, will kind of get, lose the energy and passion they have as a student. And we really encourage them not to get into that rut.
Yeah, I actually gave a talk at the VPTA meeting not long ago, and it really was kind of similar to what this podcast was. We connected two dots that normally shouldn't have been connected. Radio and physical therapy shouldn't have been connected, but man, just look around. The students that are here, they've each got something that they can either bring physical therapy into or go into physical therapy into that, and that's the way, the one-on-one connections that you're going to spread what PT really is.
Exactly. It's a great multiplier. Clinical care is our roots. It's our DNA, but there's so many other ways we can impact society through communication, as we do, through lobbying, as I used to do. We're seeing physical therapists invent new practice areas almost daily, and that's exciting. What a great profession that you can kind of make it your own.
Yeah.
And really put your own stamp on it and really do your own thing. And we see that, you know, just in our local community with people, niche practices, consulting, people are doing a lot of amazing things, utilizing that physical therapy degree to its fullest potential.
Coming into PT as a second career, I don't think I could have told you three different types of physical therapy. And you know, first semester of PT school, I said, oh, whoa, there's a multitude of things that you can do in this field. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's always one of our biggest challenges with policymakers or the public. Brand identity of physical therapy is pretty high. When you tell a person on the street, do you know what a physical therapist is or do you know what physical therapy is, they generally know a little bit, but they never know that full spectrum.
Right.
So that's our PR challenge, is how do we show the public that really we can have an impact on almost any musculoskeletal, any kind of chronic disease that's out there, that physical activity, physical movement, and really, you know, putting your health in your own hands is a core part of what we do, and that has an impact all over the board.
One important message that you had, especially for this audience in terms of students, is that your professional identity, it starts right, it's already started.
Correct.
It starts right now even as a student, and you need to work on that, because as long as PT school is 3 years, for me, you turn around and it's gone, and you're done. And now it's too late to start to create that identity now.
Exactly.
Now you're on your heels.
You know, students and new professionals really have an opportunity to make an impact right away. And so the old paradigm of having to pay your dues,
right.
You know, it's always important to get that experience, but having an impact is, you know, you can do that today. You can do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
there's a lot of different ways to do it.
There are students who are making giant impacts. You're talking about the student board of directors make impacts while they're still in PT school. They're going to classes and doing all this extracurricular stuff to help the profession. It's really good.
You know, there's three great examples where it didn't take physical therapists with 20 years experience to make a difference. PT Day of Service.
Yeah.
Started
Josh
by new professionals.
Yep.
That's a great example. We had a few years ago a student from the University of Montana who went to Capitol Hill, and next thing you know, we had a piece of legislation that would add physical therapists to the National Health Service Corps for student loan repayment. That took one student who just had the confidence to ask her senator to be the lead sponsor.
Right.
So that's how people make a difference, and you've seen it just in your own podcast. I mean, you're reaching new audiences,
right.
You're getting new people fired up for our profession, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
You don't wait till you graduated with
no,
a DPT.
Didn't want
you engaged
to.
Right away,
right.
And that's exciting. So
been the APTA CEO since July.
Correct.
What is your take on what the CEO does? Because we know Sharon Dunn. We saw you guys on stage together, and we're saying, okay, there's a president and a CEO. So explain to students what the role of the CEO is.
Well, the CEO really is charged by the board of directors to implement their vision and their mission through the work of about 180 staff that we have at APTA.
Wow, okay.
So we're really into implementation science. And so, you know, the members and our leaders decide where we're going. And then we come up with how we can try to help them get there.
Gotcha.
And so most of my job is empowerment, support,
facilitation.
And service. Exactly. And so really trying to harness the power of the 180 staff that we have and really push the profession forward through the implementation of that leadership vision created by our board, House of Delegates, and our chapter leaders.
Just recently launched something that's been garnering some media attention, which is the hashtag ChoosePT campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's going well.
Correct.
That's spreading. What are some other one or two topics that you think the APTA needs to address and pay attention to further
the
profession?
Well, besides our public identity, which ChoosePT has done a great job of really trying to expand that message and broaden our reach. Another initiative is showing the value of physical therapy. And that is a constant ongoing initiative. And so we have a lot of projects and programs that are really focused in that value agenda. And those range from development of a registry where clinicians can put data in and we can start to better understand what the state of practice is and also how we can begin to improve the state of practice. We also partnered with the Foundation for Physical Therapy on the COSTAR initiative,
right.
Which is a center for health services research that really will build the evidence base on the value of physical therapy, the cost effectiveness of physical therapy over things like drugs. So it almost is a full circle. We have to invest in the research that's going to show our value, that's then going to position us for things like ChoosePT when there is a public health problem or an epidemic. So those are some of the exciting things that we're working on to really try to keep the profession moving forward.
Leveraging that power of numbers.
Correct.
And making sure that a lot gets done for this profession. So even if you're not a member of the APTA, and you should be, you're going to see some of this some of this work come to fruition and help that profession, which is another reason you should be a member of the APTA.
Correct.
So every episode that we do is a pint, but before we're done with pints, we do shots. So parting shots of wisdom. What would you want to say to, you can address students since we're at National Student Conclave, who are going to be graduating and then thinking, do I want to stay a member or become a member of the APTA once I graduate? What would you say to them?
Yeah, a parting shot is don't think of it as an obligation or a membership. Think of it as really an opportunity. And so APTA is really about helping you become a better clinician, helping you become a better member of your society. And so we really encourage you to engage and participate more than just be a member.
I like that very much. APTA CEO Justin Moore, you can check him out online. It is at Policy4, the number 4, PT. On Twitter, and expecting great things. You just started in July.
Great.
We're expecting some great things to come from the APTA under your helm.
Great. Appreciate all you're doing.
Awesome.
Thanks.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arius PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arius.
Great seminars and books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation with 20-hour live courses for PTs and OTs, filled with great evidence-based clinical information taught by amazing instructors who bring the material to life. Carol Lewis leads two great hands-on courses in geriatric neurology and orthopedics. Learn more at greatseminarsandbooks.com. Great Seminars and Books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arius Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arius. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pinecast, poured by Arius Medical Group. This is the PT Pinecast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Next up, we have APTA's very own CEO, Justin Moore, to discuss with us how you will put physical therapy on the map.
Let's start. I'm Justin Moore, CEO of APTA. Here we are, National Student Conclave 2016, Miami. How I got here was American Airlines Flight 1768 from DCA to MIA. But how I really got here is a little more complex. I'm a physical therapist who became a lobbyist, who is now on a new personal path with his eyes on our new horizon. So my question for you today is, where are you today? I mean, where are you right now? That's a matter of perspective. You can say you're here in the Regency Ballroom, here at the Miami Hyatt, or you can say you're on a new path, taking a step or blazing a new trail. What I want to talk to you about is where you are at in your profession and where your profession needs you to be. And I can tell you in three words, you are here. Here is part of the physical therapy profession. You are part of a community, part of a calling.
No, you haven't started your careers yet. But you've realized it, whether you've realized it or not, you've made a commitment. When you decided to pursue this profession, you committed yourself to lifelong learning, high quality patient care, and integrity in practice. You committed yourself to putting physical therapy on the map. You also committed yourself to the vision of physical therapy, to transform society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience. In fact, the vision focuses on the future, and you are the future of this profession. You are our vision. You are here, but what does that mean? It means you need to be prepared to contribute to your profession, to make a difference, to forge new paths. All of us in this profession, and most importantly, the patients and clients we serve, need you. We need you from day one. We need your energy, your creativity, and your passion. We need your new perspectives and your new knowledge. We need new paths as this profession heads toward its next century. Because when you graduate, where you could be a very different place. What could be different? The kinds of patients you see, the ways patients access you, how you get paid, who pays you, how you track your outcomes. Just about everything is on the table, and some of it is changing as I speak. What's also different is the path that you choose. You don't have to follow the old roads. You can choose to deliver value over volume. The healthcare delivery system is rapidly changing. The values of your care will define your success. You can decide that performance is a better measure of your success than productivity measures. I'm guessing putting profits over patients wasn't what led you to physical therapy in the first place. Don't be a passive part of the productivity equation. Be an active contributor to your patient's health and well-being. And you can stop being defined by the interventions you provide and start having an impact on the patients you see. What interventions you do is never as important as why you do them. And you can think beyond the old definitions of our profession. You can drive innovation down new paths. I learn every day from physical therapists who have found new ways to realize the great potential of this profession. So make no mistake, you are the future of this profession, and you don't need to follow old roads. Maybe just as important,
many of those old roads are probably not going to be there anyway. So you are here. You will need to blaze new trails, and the only way to do that is to come prepared. So engage in your profession now. Professional issues aren't a class, they're a commitment. So we need you to commit now. After all, here you are, and you're going to put physical therapy on the map. And the connections are already there for you. Your association is committed to supporting your journey. We have plenty of resources at the APTA, but we are not just a source of information, we are a place of engagement. We're not just an obligation, we're an opportunity. And it isn't, at the end of the day, it isn't about paying dues, it's about fulfilling your potential. So, here you are, engaged, committed, part of a profession, ready to make a difference. You are here. Never ever think that you don't already have a stake in what's going on outside your educational program, as all-consuming as that can be. I challenge you to join the conversation, to become an active member of your professional community and your association, and commit yourself to it. I'm here because I want you to put physical therapy on the map. Thank you.
The PT Pintcast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff. The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.